This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, it's kind of all Florida all the time. Here at Root Central, as we stare at what's going on in the election down in Florida, all you see is blatant fraud, blatant fraud, blatant fraud. Breaking news, Florida Senate race between Bill Nelson and Republican Rick Scott heads to a hand recount. A hand recount. Can you explain to me what the hell that means? You're going to check every ballot hand by hand? Governor Rick Scott, by the way, they announced the results of the first machine recount, and Governor Rick Scott increased his lead over Senator Bill Nelson by 865 votes after the first recount, but a hand recount was triggered since Nelson and Scott were only separated by 0.15 percentage points. Democrats will not concede. They're going to fight to the bitter end. The race for agriculture commissioner also headed for a hand recount after the Democrats flipped that seat post-election, meaning we won it, Republicans won it, and then when all was said and done, on election night we won it, but we lost it after that. The first recount in the gubernatorial race showed Republican Ron DeSantis over the threshold for the gubernatorial race of a hand count and ahead of Democrat crook Andrew Gillum. However, Gillum is refusing to concede. Isn't it amazing how when Republicans win, Democrats refuse to concede and demand recounts and hand recounts, and they find boxes of ballots, and they make all kinds of claims. It's got to be about racism. It's got to be because we didn't have black people or Hispanic people vote. It's got to be because we're suppressing the vote. And that's not considered crazy or tinfoil hat or conspiracy theory. But when a Republican wins, not only are you allowed to ask a million questions if you're a Democrat, but you're allowed to find boxes of ballots and beat us the next day. Isn't that amazing how that works? And, you know, we're conspiracy theorists. They're never conspiracy theorists. Rick Scott wins the recount. He has 865 votes and calls on Democrat Bill Nelson to concede. This is despite the fact that Broward and Palm Beach counties added an extra 83,000 ballots to the race 3 days after the election. He still increased his lead by 865 votes. And he still won't concede Nelson. But Democrats don't call him a sore loser, do they? No. Now, far left Politico and CNN both say Democrat Bill Nelson can't win the Florida recount. He should concede. They're two enthusiastic cheerleaders for Democrats, and even they've come to the obvious conclusion, despite Nelson's PR efforts, despite his ongoing litigation, he cannot win. He holds a solid 12,000 vote lead over Nelson. And recounts do not flip the winner unless the difference is closer to 1,000. You could sue, you can count all the late arriving ballots, which shouldn't be counted. You can count all the spoiled ballots, count all the ballots that cannot be reasonably discerned. But 12,000 votes is still 12,000 votes. And Nelson is not going to win. The only hope Nelson has, what CNN describes as a miracle, which would be a massive tabulating error of some kind, or a huge batch of ballots someone forgot to count or report. Politico even went further in doing the math. Basically, should Nelson win, every single lawsuit he's filed, should he win this legal royal flush, he would still come up short. And yet, he still hasn't conceded. Now, here's some of the crap that went on in Florida. Florida Democrats urged voters to submit absentee ballots after Election Day using altered forms. That attempts to add Democratic votes, which critics say is possible election fraud. Possible, yeah. It's alleged. Possible. Was reported Thursday morning by Anna Ceballos of the Naples Daily News, who notes the scheme has already been reported to federal prosecutors. She said a day after Florida's election left top state races too close to call, a Democratic Party leader directed staffers and volunteers to share altered election forms with voters to fix signature problems on absentee ballots after the state's deadline. The altered forms surfaced in Broward, Santa Rosa, Citrus, and Okaloosa counties and were reported to federal prosecutors to review for possible election fraud as Florida counties complete a required recount in three top races. So that's the governor, the senator, and the agriculture commissioner. But an email obtained by the USA Today Network, Florida shows Florida Democrats were organizing a broader statewide effort beyond those counties to give voters the altered forms to fix improper absentee ballots after the November 5th deadline. Democratic Party leaders provided staffers with copies of a form known as a cure affidavit that had been modified to include an inaccurate November 8th deadline. One Palm Beach Democrat said in an interview the idea was that voters fix and submit as many absentee ballots as possible with the altered forms in hopes of later including them in vote totals if a judge ruled such ballots were allowed. Isn't that what I... You know, it's so funny. That's exactly what I said. I must have, like, the perfect gut instinct or the perfect crystal ball. I wrote this in my commentaries. And a lot of what I wrote, by the way, certain newspapers and websites said, yeah, tone it back a little bit. We can't even let you say this. Because I said, they're sitting around with lawyers and volunteers in Democratic Party headquarters across Florida and across the country, and they're filling out ballots or correcting ballots. Isn't that amazing? I think it's amazing. I got it right. Matt Gaetz, the congressman, says Broward County refused GOP court orders to inspect election headquarters while they allowed Democrats inside. Matt Gaetz was the hero of Broward County this past weekend despite representing Northwest Florida. He stood with the voters of Florida and joined the protest outside of Broward County election headquarters. So you had a congressman standing there. He was there from Saturday well into the evening, Saturday afternoon well into the evening. On Saturday, he called on Governor Rick Scott to remove corrupt Broward County election supervisor Brenda Snipes after her attempt to steal the Florida Senate and governorship from Republicans. Scott went from an 80,000 vote lead on election day to 12,000 votes on Saturday. The Broward and Palm Beach County elections officials had manufactured enough ballots to cut his lead in the Florida Senate race by nearly 70,000 votes. On Saturday night, Broward County police removed Matt Gaetz from filming county officials secretly moving boxes in and out of Broward County election offices. Shame on the police. Wayne Root is the biggest fan in the world of police in general. But there are some corrupt cops out there, and they are Democrat corrupt cops, and they fight for a Democrat sheriff in Broward, corrupt Democrat sheriff, and the corrupt Democrats who run the election process in Broward, and those cops are out to protect them. Shame on you. Matt Gaetz was on TV the other day, and he said, when I showed up with a court order giving the Rick Scott team the ability to inspect what the world knew they were doing but didn't let us behind the gates, they allowed Democrats back and forth, but they excluded Republicans with court orders from being able to conduct legal oversight to make sure there were no shenanigans. Wow. And then an Obama-appointed Florida judge sides with Democrats on fixing ballot signatures. Judge Mark Walker, Obama-appointed federal judge Mark Walker, sided with Democrats on fixing ballot signatures. He was appointed by Obama in 2012. He sided with Democratic Senator Bill Nelson's campaign and gave voters till 5 p.m. Saturday to fix ballots that were initially rejected due to mismatched signatures. Just what I said they were doing to try and steal the election. There it is. Federal prosecutors in Florida have already discovered altered election documents on the forms used to fix the vote-by-mail ballots. Mismatched signatures, altered dates, and provisional ballots are all being used by Democrats in their recount efforts. It's a violation of state law to count ballots with irregularities such as mismatched signatures. However, Senator Marco Rubio reported Tuesday Democrat lawyers are actually arguing to change Florida laws to steal the elections. Florida law requires voter signatures on mail ballots match the signature of the voter, but Democratic lawyers are asking a judge to throw that law out and force Florida to count ballots with signatures that don't match the voter signature on file. Do you understand what's happening? Do you get it? How about this one? Democrats launched training sessions for 1,000 volunteer lawyers to manage recount and steal Florida. Democrats have produced tens of thousands of ballots several days after the election. Even worse, Broward County refused to disclose how many ballots they had left to tabulate, which allowed them to count however many they needed to bring Democrats within the range margin of a recount. Just what I said. I tried to say that in a specific newspaper column, and that was not accepted. They took that paragraph out, where I said, all Democrats do is they wait to hear the vote total on election night, and if they're down by 20,000, they produce 25,000 new ballots. If they're down by 30, they produce 35,000 new ballots. If they're down by 80, they produce 90,000 new ballots. That's exactly what's going on. I called it. Well, Democrats have election day. Republicans have election day. Democrats enjoy election week or election month. Whew. 67 Florida counties have till 3 p.m. Thursday to finish their recount of the midterm ballots. Can you imagine? That's 10 days after the election. Palm Beach County was given extra days to finish their recount. Criminal investigations were launched against Broward and Palm Beach County election officials following the mysterious 80,000 votes that suddenly appeared 2 days after Election Day in Broward County. Sean Hannity told his audience he had information that evidence has been turned over to law enforcement on criminal activity in Broward County. I've been saying that since election night, literally. Democrats are organizing an army of lawyers to assist in the steal in Florida. Wow, there's a source in D.C. that sent this to a Gateway Pundit, one of my favorite websites. They said there's an ongoing conference call of 1,000 volunteer liberal lawyers being instructed on how to handle the manual recount tomorrow. Same training happening tomorrow, every hour on the hour. Thousands are volunteering, apparently. The question is, are Republicans disorganized? I'll tell you what. That's the question they ask in this article. My answer is, I know the answer. No. Quote me, Republicans are schmucks. All the leadership of the Republican Party in this country are schmucks. They should be taken to the woodshed and fired, every single one of them. Schmucks run this country. Not Donald Trump, excluded. The President of the United States, wonderful. He's relentless. But almost every single person in America that runs the Republican Party, every county, every city, every state, schmucks. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allen Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
War now.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots, War Now on USA Radio Network, and third hour, of course, as you know, is Newsmax TV, as it always is. Also want you to know the sponsor of this segment of the show is U.S. Gold Bureau. We love U.S. Gold Bureau because they sponsor both my national radio show and my national TV show. Great guys. They help hundreds of thousands of investors each year to learn about, buy, and sell precious metals. They're owned by the same company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository. So you know you can trust them. The state of Texas trusts them to run the Fort Knox of Texas. I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to create the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. The set includes 100 American Silver Eagle coins, an uncirculated condition, fresh from the U.S. Mint, all coins investment quality. You get the coins at actual dealer cost. They'll show you their invoice, which means you get them at wholesale, same price them. They don't make a penny on you. Then they send them via free shipping and 100% free delivery insurance. And you also get a bonus of a U.S. Mint storage box that holds 500 coins. Call U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD. How do you beat a deal like that? 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653, or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. And by the way, there is a way to beat a deal like that, because all you have to do is tell them about any other deal you've got involving silver, gold, precious metals, coins, rare coins, anywhere in the country, at any coin store, any silver dealer, any gold dealer, any precious metals dealer, and they will meet or beat that deal. A story I wanted to reach you from Red State. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is already saying she's been being discriminated against in D.C. And she's being discriminated against by the Democrats, I guess. Newly minted Congresswoman and professed socialist Angela Ocasio-Cortez just got to Washington. Already she's a victim. She says she's being discriminated against because she's a woman of color. Do you have any idea what it's like to be around a person like this woman? Do you have any idea? Oh, my God. If you talk to her, you'd have to watch every word, because anything you say, she'd go from being a sweet little thing to just smiling at you to all of a sudden turn into the Wicked Witch of the West, fly in on a broom and start screaming that you're a racist, you're a sexist, you hate me, you hate people of color, I hate you. She's like a little raging baby. According to Ocasio-Cortez, she attempted to try and attend a Democratic member's luncheon and was directed to the spouse's luncheon that was happening at the same time, and then she was mistaken for an intern. I think it's funny. Here's her own Twitter site, her own little tweet. Democratic spouse and member luncheon were at the same time today. I was sent to the spouse event. Last night I was stopped because it was assumed I was an intern. Next time, try believing women plus people of color when they talk about their experiences being a woman or a person of color. Wow. So this article says, if what she's saying is true actually did happen, then I highly doubt it. Anything to do with sexism or racism and everything to do with her youth. I don't think she needs to be reminded she's the youngest person ever to be elected to Congress and as such could easily be mistaken for a female staffer. Washington is generally the place where people are elected in their early 30s and up. The baby-faced Ocasio-Cortez fits the description of what many in Washington are used to seeing in terms of spouses or interns. That's not sexism or racism. It's just people adjusting to a presence not usually seen in Washington. She should have laughed it off, but instead she's fostering the narrative that racism and sexism are infesting every corner of the country. What's more, she's exposed her own hubris in assuming everyone knows who she is. Despite the media attention given to her, she's not exactly topping the public bill. The vast majority of this country still couldn't pick her out of a lineup if they tried. It's likely some poor security guard or staffer, not knowing who she is, stopped the congresswoman because her youthfulness and mannerisms look like every other young gun who comes to D.C. and becomes a staffer or an intern. And he tried to be helpful in directing her to where she needed to be. I sincerely doubt the person who interacted with her was being racist or sexist. I'm going to say this here and warn you that I'll likely be saying a lot more as time goes on. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez needs to get over herself. Yeah, it was a good article. I liked it. Who wrote this? Brandon Morse of Red State wrote this article. Interesting. Very interesting. And my buddy Chris, one of our listeners, who sends me lots and lots of interesting stuff, sent it to me. Thank you, Chris. And by the way, if you want to get a laugh for the day of how sick and mentally disturbed some liberals are, wow. Nancy Pelosi gave a speech. I guess it was for Al Sharpton's organization. And she thanked Al Sharpton for saving the country. Wow. She closed off her speech before the party by thanking Al Sharpton for saving the country from Trump. She also used the phrase, take back America. Weren't we told that when Republicans say, take back America, it's a racist dog whistle? Wow. She wants to thank Al Sharpton for saving the country. I didn't need saving. Did any of you get saved by Al Sharpton? I didn't notice Al Sharpton saving any of us. He saved, I guess, Tawana Brawley, but I'm not sure about the rest of us.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Since day one, my administration has also taken bold action to reform the Department of Veterans Affairs and deliver our veterans the care they so richly deserve. I'm working very hard on it. Last year, I signed the landmark VA Accountability Act.
President Trump delivering remarks today at the Supporting Veterans and Military's Family Through Partnership Conference in Washington, D.C. Florida Secretary of State Ken Dietzner ordered a manual recount in the Senate race of all 67 Florida counties. The recount is to be complete by noon Eastern time on Sunday and will deal with what people call the over-under ballots. Election law attorney Brian Siebler was on Fox News and says it's all about making sure every vote is counted.
This is a question of process, and the whole idea is we want to make sure that the citizens of this country have their right to vote protected.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root,
I don't often recommend books on my show because I'm just a very busy guy and I could barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. But have I got a great one to recommend to you? A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. I'm from New York, you know. I believe in revenge and vengeance. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like The Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest 5-star endorsement. Wainwright loves it. This book is the first book of the series, and I could hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon.com. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance or learn more about this book at PrayerofVengeance.com. PrayerofVengeance.com. And just in the nick of time, interestingly enough, we've got our guest here, and guess who it is? It's author John Stafford, author of A Prayer of Vengeance. Hey, John, how are you, man?
Hey, Wayne, it is a little snowy, rainy, and icy here in Dayton, Ohio. So we're getting the first start of the winter weather here. How's it out there?
You're getting global warming. That's what you're getting.
Well, you know, we all know what we think about global warming.
So. Exactly. So what made you, what inspired you is probably a better word, to write this Prayer of Vengeance series? Because you've got a series of books, right? What comes after A Prayer of Vengeance, by the way?
We have The Sword of Vengeance. The story and part of how this all happened was this was a story that I told around the campfire over the years. And finally, you know, at the urging of my wife, I put pen to paper and finally put the story down for others to read. And it's an interesting story, and it basically starts out that if you believe in angels, you must believe in demons. And that's the premise. And so within this book, especially on book one, you're going to read about the ugliness of evil within the story, but also there's true beauty, the grace of the angels, the glory of prayer, and the power of God. And it's based upon my experiences growing up in the Catholic faith, but really for any Christian that's out there, you're an evangelical or...
I know you don't. Evangelical.
Yeah, well, you know. I'm from Ohio, so it's a little tough, but... as far as no matter what part of the Christian faith you are, it's going to tell you about what's possible, you know, through God. And so I wanted to write a book that showcased, you know, in a very real and visceral way, you know, what was possible.
And tell me about the place and events you reference in the book, because they seem so real. How do you achieve that?
The story is based in Beaver Creek, Ohio in 1976, and in Beaver Creek, like in 1959, that's referenced in the book, there was a speeding train that hit a station wagon full of Girl Scouts, killing them all at a railroad crossing. And then it also, in the book, it references in 1964, where Wright-Patterson Air Force Base is just a hop, skip, and a jump from Beaver Creek, a B-52 bomber just fell from the sky at 35,000 feet and crashed into the back of the Beaver Creek High School and didn't kill anyone, which was, you know, at the time viewed a miracle in itself. So what we tried to do was, you know, when I wrote the book, was to weave actual location and events into a fictional story. And actually, I've had a lot of the readers send me emails and comments that they've spent almost as much time Googling the events within the book, trying to figure out where reality ends and fiction begins. So,
well, how would you classify the book? We're talking to John Stafford, author of Prayer of Vengeance. How would you classify the book? It's almost like an action novel, but it's also a crime story. It's also a supernatural thriller. So which one is it?
Well, I would call it, you know, a thriller of a book that's filled with suspense and adventure. I think, you know, like what was in your ad for the book, and we really do appreciate you endorsing the book. If you like any of the James Patterson books or Dan Brown's book, The Da Vinci Code, you're going to love this book. And so, you know, it's a book, you know, of faith written for Christians and non-Christians, you know, and it has an important message. And unlike most Christian books that gloss over good and evil, You know, we don't do that. You know, the reader's going to hear the true voice of evil when they read this book, but they're also going to hear the voice of God. And the words written will ring true to almost everyone as far as their core beliefs in the Christian faith, as everything within the pages and in the book is possible if you believe.
And, you know, the first chapter is kind of, I guess you'd call it a conundrum, because this book is for the Christian audience, but the first chapter is very difficult to get through. It's filled with graphic language and extreme violence. And I'm wondering, as a writer, why did you choose this over the usual Christian toned down approach to a novel?
Well, you know, that's a great question. And as a writer, it was an issue that, you know, when I was writing it, that I had to think about, you know, the language and the violence. You know, do I sanitize it or do I keep it as written? And I think what I decided as a writer was that the reader needed to truly experience the fear of evil, and both seen and unseen, and it had to be real, not sugar-coated. You know, it had to literally shake them by the collar when they read that chapter. And in the first chapter, it's going to happen to the reader. I mean, the evil's literally going to jump off the pages, and the words are going to become real to the reader, and it's going to shake them to their core that first chapter. So by the end of the first chapter, you know, I wanted the readers to love. There's a character in the first chapter, and her name's Mary. She's called Mary 10-4. And I wanted them to love Mary 10-4 and then demand vengeance for what was done to her by the evil within the first chapter.
There was a reference in the book to the Rolling Stones song, Sympathy for the Devil. And it's kind of controversial. It's interesting. Can you touch on it for the listeners?
Oh, sure. You know, the song, when it first came out by the Rolling Stones, it was 1968, it came out on the Stones album, The Beggar's Banquet, and Jagger was singing from a personal narrative, and he was speaking as the devil, and talking about, you know, his role in the atrocities throughout history, and it made it oddly different than any other song being played on the radio, and that fact didn't go unnoticed to anyone. So across the country, the radio stations refused to play it. The southern radio stations were up in arms because they said it was, you know, satanic. They were devil worshipers. The Vatican, it even went to the Vatican, and they viewed it as an open attack against its teachings and an endorsement of the devil. But, you know, it was really something other than that. The song really caught the ear of the rebel youth of the 60s, and that song and that album rocketed to the top of the charts. And, you know, unlike most people, you know, even Jagger, he could never come up with an explanation how he came up with the song. But the song was really about warning the faithful, you know, that was broadcast all over the world. And my books in this series of books are kind of like the Rolling Stones song in that they're a warning that the beast walks amongst us. And so that's kind of what's going on with that song at that time. That was a warning, and unlike what everybody else was thinking. So it's an interesting parallel between the books and the song.
All right. We're talking to John Stafford. He's the author of Prayer of Vengeance. Great book, one that I've endorsed. I rarely get off the dime and endorse anybody's book. It's just not my thing. Just like Donald Trump never endorsed anybody's book. But Donald Trump made one exception. He endorsed my book, The Power of Relentless. And Wayne Root's making an exception. I'm endorsing A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. I think a lot of readers will be surprised by the supernatural powers the main character is able to call upon. Without giving away any spoilers, can you touch on how the Prayer of Vengeance works and what it can do?
Well, the main character, Brady, within the book, he's been given powers that were based upon a promise that had been made by his oldest grandfather on the hill in Calvary during the crucifixion. And and so that carries forward throughout the generations of the book and the character within the book. So it's an interesting parallel as far as what's going on. There's rules for that, you know, that he must follow when he calls the prayer of vengeance. Just to give you an idea, you know, when he calls the prayer of vengeance, it has to be said at the same spot that the light was called. Rule number two is there's a price for calling the light. Rule number three, The darkness hunts the light when it's cold. And there's seven rules within the book, and I don't want to give them all away here to your listeners, but it's an interesting prospect as far as what he has to do to be able to call the light, as the book calls it.
All right, A Prayer of Vengeance, and particularly your next book, Sword of Vengeance, including events ripped right out of today's headlines. Without giving away any spoilers, talk about some of the topics you touch on that really speak to the state of the world today and will remind people about you know, how close this book is to reality.
Well, book one sets up the storyline for the other books within the series. The two books, you know, in particular were written over a year ago, yet, you know, when you read the books, you can see the war between good and evil playing out, you know, literally in the nightly news that we listen to every week. The books span the millennia, and they reveal events from a long time ago all the way through present time. And chapter one in book two, you know, starts out on a beach in Brazil, and it involves a notorious Nazi war criminal that had been hiding since World War II.
Hey, John, and, you know, when the music comes on, it means we're on the run, but it was great having you on. We appreciate A Prayer of Vengeance, Sword of Vengeance. The third book in the series will be coming out soon, too. Make sure everybody goes to Amazon.com. John Stafford, A Prayer of Vengeance, endorsed by Wayne Root. Thank you, John. God bless.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. SourceCom score total visits.
The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon. And there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allyn Root. And this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver. And you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today and will also include a free silver American Eagle. Fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio is previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
War now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. We love Liberty HealthShare. Healthcare is a disaster in this country, but Liberty HealthShare is affordable and it covers everything instead of nothing. I had Aetna, I was paying $2,000 a month, it covered nothing. Now I have Liberty HealthShare, I'm paying under $500 a month and it covers everything. Great job, Liberty HealthShare. But there's a better way than all these health insurance companies, and it is Liberty HealthShare. They're a Christian health sharing organization. I'm living proof that it works. I saved $18,000 last year, I'll save $18,000 this year, and my son just had $2,500 worth of wisdom teeth removed, and they covered $2,000 of the $2,500. How many insurance companies out there have you ever seen? Any of you listening, I'd love you to call in, 833-WAR-TALK. Anybody ever had wisdom teeth out? Does your insurance company cover $2,000 of the $2,500 cost? I can't even believe how expensive dental is. Wow, that's ridiculous. $2,500 for wisdom teeth? Where does anyone have that money? The average person in America makes like $40,000 a year. 10% would be $2,000. That's over 10% of your entire year's income you'd have to spend on wisdom teeth. Thank God for Liberty HealthShare. Because I'm telling you, most liberals would call me rich, and I can't afford that. You got to have insurance pay for it. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back control of your health care. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My kids are members. My family's a member. Call Liberty HealthShare at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. Toll free, 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org. Libertyhealthshare.org. Thank you for sponsoring the show, Liberty. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, so you know there's a gal on Fox News named Kat Timpf. What a strange name. Kat Timpf. I'll bet she has cats at home. She was chased out of a Brooklyn bar because she's a Fox News person. This is how crazy liberals are. Forced to leave a bar in Brooklyn over the weekend after a woman she had never met became enraged upon learning she worked in conservative media. Timpf, who has twice previously been harassed while socializing in New York City, first described the incident in a Friday night tweet, later expanded on her initial description of the confrontation during a Monday interview with National Review. After arriving at the bar, she became separated from her friends, found herself in a conversation with a man she didn't know, who inquired about her occupation. She explained she worked at Fox News. The conversation proceeded unremarkably. A while later, she was confronted by a woman who heard that she worked at Fox News, word must get around fast, in New York City, in one of those bars, and became enraged and began shouting at her in a threatening manner. This girl started going nuts at me, screaming at me to get out of the bar. I found her very threatening, Timf said of the woman, whom she'd never met before. She said she tried to move to another section of the large bar, but the woman followed her and continued to scream. The woman, who was visibly intoxicated at the time, was surrounded by a large group of men and women who all stood by and laughed as she harassed Timf and followed her around the bar. After realizing no one in the group would defend her in what might become a violent situation, she was forced to flee the bar. It was super uncomfortable. I didn't want to get physical. I didn't want things to get physical. It's not the first instance of politically motivated harassment Timf has dealt with. Well, out in Brooklyn. Well, it serves you right. What are you doing out in Brooklyn? I'm in Las Vegas. Nobody's ever harassed me in my entire life in Las Vegas. Matter of fact, everywhere I go, everyone in this whole town screams, "War! I listen to your show every night." It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen. People beep their horns and stop their cars at red lights to tell me, "Are you Wayne Root? Oh, my God." It's kind of amazing. I've never had a single person say a bad word to me ever. And that's in Nevada, what's supposedly a blue state. And that's why I'm telling you it's not a blue state. It's a total lie. There is so much fraud, such a scam going on, because if Nevada is that blue, wouldn't you think that I'd get a reception like Kat Timf? Wouldn't you think I'd get in some sort of weird situation? Never. Not once. Every bar I go to, every restaurant I go to, walking on the strip from a hotel to a parking garage or a valet parking, I'm waiting at valet, stores I walk into, everywhere people go, "Oh my God, it's Wayne Root! I love you, man!" They hug me, they high-five me. That's in Vegas, where we supposedly are a blue state. The whole Nevada went so blue. It's the biggest con ever. New York is blue. I've never said New York wasn't blue. California's blue. I never said California wasn't blue. Nevada's not blue. Not even slightly blue. Not even a little bit blue. Nevada's a state where everybody's a red Republican, red meat-eating, "I love Wayne Root" person. The whole town listens to my radio show. How could it have voted blue? I'm telling you, they figured out a way to fix this thing. I'm telling you. There's such massive voter fraud going on, it's unbelievable. And I'm living proof, because Kat Timf is living proof that in New York City, you could be in a lot of trouble. If you walk into bars, and you're in places like Brooklyn, or you're in a gay bar, maybe, where they don't like Fox News, the very mention of Fox News. I've never seen anything like that in Las Vegas, Nevada, ever. As a matter of fact, Henderson and Summerlin, the two places I hang out in, everybody's a Republican who loves my show. Not a single person's ever had a bad word to say. You'd think when they heard, "Oh my God," people start screaming, "Wayne Root," high-fiving me and hugging me. Somewhere, somebody would come up to me and say, "I hate you, I can't stand it." Never. Not once. But she can't live a life anymore, and neither can Tucker Carlson. They can't live a life in Brooklyn or New York City or Washington, D.C. Tucker's in Washington. Cannot live a life. How do you explain in Vegas? Everybody high-fives me. Everybody says, "Oh, my God, I love you, Wayne Root. I live and die with your column. In the RJ, I live and die with your radio show." How do you explain that? And yet we've gone totally blue, like California. Because they figured out how to stuff the ballot boxes here. I'm telling you, it is just the most bizarre thing in history. Just bizarre. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Or maybe we just suffer from a different situation than California and New York. California and New York is not just the typical Democratic voters on welfare and felons getting out of prison. It's kind of every intellectual white liberal. And probably we don't have that in Las Vegas. We have nothing but Republicans here. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now.
What if there was a social media network
only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Mother's Milk, a miracle elixir. GodSaidManSaid.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sex superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. GodSaidManSaid.com. Y chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. 21 signs of doomsday in the chip. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.